Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
What's up?
Glad you're here.
You know, that's really, we got a great show for you on deck, man. Heidi and Frank over there representing the L.A. Now, shoot it.
What's up, fam?
Peace and love. Now, Chewy's still out, but we got the rest of the L.A. crew on deck. And, of course, you got Portia, Brad, Gary, and myself coming to you live from the crib. Now, here's what we got on the deck for later on today. Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato, did they once take a dive in the lady pond? And we're going to tell you what fashion faux pas that Justin Timberlake blamed on being in love. Also, we're going to play a little game called Flip the Script. You don't want to miss that. But first, what's going on with you, Brad?
Well, Headcrack, Alicia Keys is getting real personal in her autobiographical book, More Myself, about her relationship with husband Swiss Beatz. Well, believe it or not, the two met when they were teenagers through a mutual friend, but Alicia didn't give him the time of day, honey, until a decade later. And just like a man, when she finally decided to give him a chance, he almost blew it on the first date because he showed up 20 minutes late, y'all, but he was able to bounce back by his humor and a huge surprise he had for the singer. So Alicia wrote, "Later, as we approached my car, I noticed something enormous attached to his top. He smiled. That's why I was late, he said. It was a painting of a grand piano with paintbrushes attached to the keys. When I saw this, he explained, it seemed like the perfect representation of our friendship. You're the keys and I'm the brushes."
Wow. All right, I guess
that was worth it.
Oh my gosh, that's a husband right there.
My whole thought when I was hearing the story was, now after the date's over, she has to drive home. So am I leaving this big-ass painting on the top of my car to get home, Frank?
He wanted to be invited back to place to hang it.
And that sounds filthy. Would you like to come back to my house and hang my painting?
Yeah, Heidi.
Right. Yes, honey. Now, y'all know Dorona, you know, Corona, hashtag Dorona. She has been exposing a lot of people for who they really are, all right? Child, where apparently actress Angelica Ross from Pose, y'all know her, Miss Fabulous. Well, she found out some major tea when she posted something on Twitter, y'all. Now, this is how it all went down. So, Angelica and her now ex-man were practicing social distancing. So, he has been away from her and she's been at home quarantining alone. But you know, when you're away, you're like, oh, I miss him so much. And so she posted him on to her Instagram, right? The trolls helped her out on this one because someone contacted her and let her know that they know this guy. And not only do they know him, but he has, check this out, y'all. He has a whole family. Ooh. He is actually married with children.
Right.
So she found this news out, honey, and just like a queen would, she outed him, honey, and went straight to Twitter, and this is what she wrote. "The internet is amazing. I've been talking to the mother of his son and fiance all morning. Hashtag plot twist."
Wow,
bless
y'all.
Her spirit.
Brett, what do you think? Do you think that she handled this correctly, or like, what would you have done?
That's not cool to do that, to expose him that way.
Wait a minute, but hold on, Brad. You caring a little too much about the man who've hurt you, okay? Now, first of all, I think she handled it right.
No.
I want to talk to the fiance. I want to know.
It's different. It's different because he's dealing with a trans woman.
But hold on. We don't really...
Right, I don't feel for the fact that he was cheating on anybody. Cheating is not cool, period. But that exposing somebody's sexuality without them knowing that ain't cool.
At the end of the day, a fiance can be anybody. It doesn't necessarily say that she was talking to a woman on the phone. She could have been talking to another trans who's his fiance.
Thank you. That's what I'm screaming. Well, and honey, another queen saw the pictures and told it, honey.
Look, Garrett, they send your nasty DM, honey. Can put you up on game.
So, honey, they'll let you know, honey.
Let's move on, and I want to talk about a couple of celebs who may have taken a dip in my favorite kind of pond, the lady pond. While hiding out from coronavirus, Demi Lovato hopped on Instagram Live to make a quick appearance on Miley Cyrus's afternoon show called Bright Minded with Miley. And, of course, the ladies invited fans to ask questions, and one fan asked about their friendship because they've been friends since their Disney days. That's in the early 2000s, so a long time, and how they became so close. Well, the response, let's just say it pretty much took everybody by surprise. Take a listen.
You know, like we connected then because we just saw something in each other. Maybe it was their spirituality, or maybe it was just our hearts. I don't know, but
or maybe we were just gay as.
Surprised exactly. I am not surprised by this news one bit.
Surprised?
Miley Cyrus is bisexual, and Demi Lovato has definitely took a deep dive in the lady pond as well. So it's not surprising.
Yeah, I think they probably did. They never talked about it. I didn't know anything about Demi Lovato. I mean, obviously we know that about Miley. Miley identifies as a queer woman, but
does the lady pond have lilies and frogs in it?
Not mine.
No.
I keep it clean.
You might find a beaver or
beaver
two.
Beaver or two.
NSYNC recently celebrated the 20th anniversary of their album, No Strings Attached. And in honor of this milestone, Lance Bass interviewed his former bandmate, Justin Timberlake, on his podcast, The Daily Popcast. So Lance brought up the matching denim set outfits
that, that Justin he wore with Britney.
Yeah, it was like the 2001 American Music Awards.
Yeah.
You remember that famous picture that patchwork of denim? Here's take a quick look at it.
The Canadian tuxedo,
And believe it or not, Justin doesn't believe that actually was a horrible fashion choice. Listen to this.
Looking back, what was your favorite hairstyle and outfit that you did?
Gosh. To be honest, man, wow, there's just so many I'm just so proud of.
I mean, one of my favorites is definitely the Denim on Denim when you and Britney did. I think it was MTV. Were those designed by a designer?
I don't know, man. You could kind of rock that today.
Maybe we'll do a poll on that and see what happens.
You do a lot of things when you're young and in love, man.
So I gotta ask the fashion guru, Gary, do you think Justin's correct on this?
Yeah, I mean, the outfits are horrible, but I do think that a person can have you dress the way they want you to dress. Her name is Erykah Badu. All her men dress up the way she have them dressed in crochet hats and polyester jeans and stuff like that, and they love her.
I also noticed that about Brad Pitt. You go through his dating history, he starts to look like the woman he's dating. So he starts to be influenced by that.
That's true.
Have you ever been influenced to wear something you wouldn't normally wear based off somebody you dated?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that I've got some cringeworthy outfit choices. And once I was, I used to be really into vests and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, once I bought a vest that I thought looked super duper cute. I mean, I wore it, I felt cute, confident. And I found out later by somebody that it was a damn dog vest.
No.
Take a look. I think I got it at like Marshall's or Ross or something like that. So it got taken out of one area and put into another area. And I put it on. I was like, this is kind of cute.
Now Heidi just wears a brandy barrel around her neck.
Were you not wondering why a leash came with it?
All right, coming up, we have my favorite What the Fashion, honey. You don't want to miss this right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, you guys, it's time for What the Fashion. All right, baby. Now, let's talk about a nightmare, honey. So Sharon Stone revealed, honey, why she showed up to the 1996 Oscars wearing a Gap shirt, honey. Now, in a recent appearance on Naomi's, Naomi Campbell's YouTube series, No Filter with Naomi, this girl said, honey, not one, but two of her Oscar dresses, baby, were ran over by a FedEx truck, honey. Let's take a look.
It came, and the FedEx guy dropped it out of the back of his truck and backed over it.
And no way.
The box broke. open, and the dress had a black tire track down the whole front of the dress the day before the Oscars. And so we put together this Gap shirt and a ready-to-wear Valentino skirt from that.
I remember. Beautiful. Very fitted.
Yeah, right? And then I had this Armani tuxedo dress, and I picked a gardenia out of the garden, and that was it.
Portia, what would you have done to the FedEx driver who ran over? You're getting ready for, let's say, a Real Housewives reunion. You're so excited. The thing is tomorrow. Your dress shows up. He runs it over with the FedEx driver.
Baby, let's just say his family would think he's quarantined somewhere else. He would be never seen or heard from again, okay?
Okay.
Baby, missing. Well, do y'all remember when Kim Kardashian stepped out in Balmain? It was an all-latex outfit, baby. It was a whole moment, right? Well, she was out there. Mm-hmm. She was wearing that for Paris Fashion Week. And I just love keeping up with the Kardashians because we get the inside look of what really went down. So on the episode, they showed how hard it was for her to fit all that ass in that latex. Take a look.
I'll never wear a condom.
Frank, do you think Kim looks like a human condom, honey, with all that latex on her? Doesn't that look uncomfortable?
After watching that video, I thought to myself, I would love to wear Kim as a human condom.
Okay, Portia, well, you, Headcrack, and Frank might be able to relate to this because Mark Wahlberg said that he is calling on the Lord and it's made him a better parent. So in an interview on the Today Show, Mark said, let me get a little church music for this. And he went on to say, I don't take a day off from getting on my hands and my knees, huh? From reading my prayer book and my daily devotionals, huh? Stowed on me,
saying
the strength and the guidance to be the best role model.
Let him preach.
Me, he said, I pray for the patience.
All right.
Prayer, Jesus.
I'm not very religious, Headcrack, but yes, when I do pray at my house for patients, it's usually Jesus H. Christ. What's going on? Jesus Christ.
Really? You got to. Like, I say God and Jesus so much in my house, one of my kids think that that's their name.
Okay, you guys keep it locked right here if you want to watch me beat everyone in the game. Flip the script. Yes, you won't want to miss that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, it is game time. And check it out, man. This time it is Heidi and Frank versus Gary, Portia, and the Brat. It's a game that we call Flip the Script. Now, here's how it's going to work.
Oh,
I'm
going
to say a famous movie line, and you got to finish it. Now, you just can't say the line in your regular voice. Where's the fun at in that, right? You have to say it in the character that the line was intended for. Like, you almost were auditioning for the part, all right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So let's get it popping, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now the first movie line, it's an oldie but a goodie. It's from Jerry Maguire, and you gotta finish the line. Say it with me. Show me the money.
Show me the money!
There was a little bit more to it. Anyone like to go for the steal?
You gotta finish the rest.
Oh, I'm finishing the line.
Today?
Oh, dear.
Show me the money! Show me the money! Show me the money!
There it is!
Oh.
Okay. Let it get to point. All right, now the next line is from a classic, man. It's one of my favorite joints of all time. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. I just want to take time and say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR as we call them, and of course my, what's the next line?
Oh, man. My
beautiful wife.
Gary don't even watch TV. Okay.
You're in the neighborhood, but you can't pull into the driveway yet. You're so close. Come on, Frank. I'm looking at you for this one, man. You got this.
My big wife.
I'm sorry, the answer that we were looking for is my red hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone cold fox.
Oh, yes.
That's a toughie.
Oh, man. Damn it, that's a good movie.
All right, go do another one.
All right, so that point we'll go to Gary, all right?
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
Now, this next one's a classic.
Wait, how did
Denzel
that go to
Washington
Gary?
Movie, Training Day. Right. All right, here we go. I'm the police. I run around here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on, walk away.
Portia.
Go for it.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
If you was watching the TV version, you know what? You get a point. Not too bad at all.
Yes.
I thought Headcrack did a great job
you
in the
did.
Audition as well.
Yeah, I like
yes,
it.
Headcrack.
All right, so here's a funny line from a comedy. It has something to do with something that we all love here. Boobies. Now, this is from the 40-year-old virgin. Now, here's the line. You know when you grab a woman's breast and you feel it? Feels just like...
Like a Jell-O mold.
Damn it.
I thought I did too.
Oh, we're suck at family
Dang,
game night today.
What is it?
What is it, Headcrack?
It feels just like sand.
No.
There it is. Frank, you on the board. You got a point, homie.
I knew it. It does. My sandcastles are very perverted.
I bet they
now,
are.
Here's the last one. A classic movie. We quote it a lot, especially here in Atlanta. It's from The Color Purple. I love Harpo.
Portia.
God knows I do.
Heidi.
But I...
Brad.
I'll kill Portia. A dad before I let him beat
Whoa.
Me.
Heidi came in with
kill
the
him
steel.
Dad before I let him beat me. You know what? You should get to go to Oprah's house. Now. You got it.
Yay.
Well, big ups to Team ATL. Looks like they got it. The score was 3-2. And LA, you got to go ahead and tease us out, man. Go for it.
All right, coming up, we are going to tell you why this reporter ain't messing around when it came to some unwanted guests that you definitely do not want to miss this right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
And it's time for...
Dish Gone Viral!
I saw a reporter out of Montana who goes by the name of Dion Broxton. He's going viral with over 10 million views for his reaction to seeing, get this, a herd of buffaloes. Massive ones. They was walking towards him while he's reporting live from Yellowstone National Park. Take a look.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I ain't messing with you. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not messing with you.
Mm-mm. Well, one thing for sure, he definitely ain't messing with no bison. Not today.
And I don't blame him. Hell to the no. I'd have been walked away.
Portia, did you see his side-eye girl, baby? Now, he tried to hold off for a second, but, baby, he had to get it in, honey. I don't believe he was scared.
That side-eye was legendary. And he am I, and I am him, baby, because when he jumped in that trunk and closed it with the camera still on,
that's something that doesn't end up in the job description when you like look up things that you're gonna be seeing while you're on duty.
Right.
Like he wasn't ready at all.
Okay, now Headcrack, you often broadcast from different locations and stuff. Have you ever been out on the street and like seen something, been like, I am not messing with you?
Yo, hosting clubs like at the height of the Little John and Eastside Boys era, when like just throwing those records on would start fights in the club. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm out. Y'all keep the money. Just mail it to me. I'm good.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with y'all.
Yeah, Black folks mosh pit is something different. It ends with gunshots.
What about you, Gary?
When y'all cousins start acting up, baby, I exit stage left, honey. Y'all could go,
Gary running from people. He ain't running from no animals. He running from the people. I
Yes, ma'am, baby.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.